As we head toward Arizona's August primary elections, we're inviting in the candidates running in contested races to talk about why they're running and some of the key issues in their contests.
You know, it's been 24 years since Arizona has had an educator at the helm of the Department of Education.
I am a proud American Muslim woman.
That although our election system is the greatest in the world, it is still far from perfect.
It's a time for a governor willing to fight for all of us.
Common Core's been repealed by the State Board of Ed, and now we have new standards.
And we know what's possible if we keep moving forward.
The current shortcomings of the office have left our system vulnerable to cyber attacks.
We're going to fly, fight, and win on Election Day with your help.
Today, David Garcia. He's running in the Democratic gubernatorial primary against State Senators Steve Farley and Kelly Fryer. The winner will face either Governor Doug Ducey or former Secretary of State Ken Bennett in November's general election. Garcia joins me. And David, first off, why are you the right candidate to be the Democratic nominee for governor?
Mark, thank you for having me. And with respect to being the right candidate, it's because we need a candidate that reflects Arizona. I'm born and raised here, first in my family to go to college. I'm Arizona's story. I went to the military to find my way, went to undergrad here in Arizona. That is like so many of our young people out there who are from Arizona, product of Arizona's public schools like me, and are counting on and looking toward Arizona to help them advance. And so I believe we need Arizona's story at the top of the ticket, and I am part of and an example of Arizona's story.
You, 4 years ago, ran for superintendent of public instruction. You have been sort of the education person or one of the education people running for office. I'm curious what you made of all the education stuff that we saw, especially toward the end of this year's legislative session with Red for Ed and the walkout and, you know, the ultimate plan in the budget to fund the teacher pay raises. Was that a good plan, do you think?
Well, let me start with telling you how proud I was of our educators stepping up and walking out. And I'm so proud that they did it without incident. The reality is teachers needed to take this issue into their own hands. They realized that when they saw the legislature. They realized that when they watched the legislature and realized that their best interest was not being accounted for, was not represented down at the legislature. And it's exactly what they're doing. I believe Red for Ed made a number of strategic, very positive moves. First, they made it clear that this was not just about teacher raises. They included education support professionals. I stand behind the Invest in Ed Act because they also realized that to address this issue, they needed a dedicated revenue source that was going to be specific for education. Otherwise, as they went back to their classrooms next session and beyond, they were concerned that the legislature was going to peel back all the good progress that they've made to date. So I've been very proud of them, and I stand behind them.
Do you support the ultimate deal that was struck in the legislature and that Governor Ducey signed for the 9% raises now and then the promise of more in the next couple of years?
I don't, in the sense that it's a promise of what to come next. Look, one of the reasons I'm in this race is because as a parent and as an Arizonan, I've come to distrust Governor Ducey. And when he said after 1, 2, 3 that the next step for public education would be positive, we didn't know that the next step was going to be school vouchers. And the folks that went down there and walked out, they didn't go down there and march for a start. They went down there for a solution. And the governor's proposal at the legislature is not a solution to our funding woes in Arizona.
Do you think that it would be possible to fund everything that needed to be funded or needs to be funded in public education at one time? I mean, it is a large percentage of the state budget as it is, and with all the other needs that the state has, would it have been possible to give a 20 or 19% raise all at once, plus fund all the other needs?
I think it would have been difficult. But remember, you are focusing on one session. I am looking at this as 15 or 20 sessions where public education was cut over and over and over again. And when 50,000 people are marching to the Capitol, at that point, it had been cut so much that likely there were not many options for the last session. But the session before, 5 sessions ago, there were.
Let me ask you about another education issue, but not an education funding issue. This is more of a school safety issue. That was, again, a big issue at the Capitol this year, especially after the shooting in Parkland, Florida. What would you like to see Arizona schools do? What changes would you like to see in Arizona schools and in policy surrounding school safety in Arizona?
Well, let me start by saying I have some knowledge of this. When I mentioned I was in the military, I was an 11 Bravo. I was an infantryman. My job was to carry an M16 and march. The notion that we can hand weapons to teachers in that type of environment, I think, is unrealistic. We need to do a couple things. Number one, we need more options for our young people, more counselors, more social workers, more opportunities for our young people to connect. Right now, the counselor-to-student ratio in Arizona is somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 to 900. That is not giving young people an opportunity to get the individualized attention that they need. Number two, we certainly need more eyes and ears on campus, but that does not necessarily mean we need more uniformed police officers on campus. What we need is the ability, and this could be retired military, it could be retired police officers. There are so many options there where we can have eyes and ears, because that's first and foremost what you need. What you need is the ability to identify what's happening, communicate to external law enforcement, and then start to bring in an assessment and a reaction as a result. I think that's ultimately what we need, and we can do that by looking at having more folks on campus that are the eyes and ears, but not necessarily uniformed police officers.
Another issue that has been in the news quite a bit recently is immigration, and there's been some call for Governor Ducey to pull Arizona's National Guard from the border after the controversy about the family separation, kids going to separate facilities from their parents. Do you think that Arizona's National Guard should be on the border in some capacity?
I don't. And I think particularly given to the extent that they are contributing to this policy of separating children, I believe that the governor should pull our resources from the border. Remember, this came out of a response of thousands of people coming to the border in an emergency situation. That's what the military is built to do. And right now, that simply has not materialized.
Do you think the Arizona National Guard is in some way contributing to that policy?
I think to the extent that, and by the way, we have five governors now who have made it clear that they will not contribute to policies that ultimately lead to the separation of children from their families. And we need to make sure we would make that same commitment in Arizona as well.
But other governors have put troops down there. Both Democratic and Republican have put troops on the border in some capacity.
Look, if you talk to folks at the border, and had a very good conversation with Sheriff Estrada from Nogales, he will tell you that the majority of contraband materials aren't coming through the middle of the desert. They're coming right through our ports. They're coming right through the access. That's where we need more attention. And to do this smartly, and if you, again, talk to folks who are at the border, carrying a large supply of anything is tough across 100 miles on the border. Driving it through in a truck makes much more economic sense. But yet our attention, because of the political issue, is troops in the middle of nowhere out there. It's not the best strategy for us. The best strategy is talking to folks who see this every day, and they will tell you that the bulk of issues are coming right through our ports. Time and attention spent there and in resources that are already investing in resources that are already there is the better way to go about this.
So I have to ask you one political question, and that is that there are a few of you running for this nomination. If you are not the one to get it on primary day, do you anticipate supporting whoever the nominee is against Governor Ducey or Secretary Bennett?
Yeah, well, look, first off, we believe we're going to be standing there. We know we're going to be standing there come August 29th because we are the campaign that can drive enough turnout out there in Arizona, get people to the polls who would normally sit out a midterm election to get us over the top. But I think everybody has their eyes on the bigger prize, and that is changing leadership in Arizona, changing leadership across the country, and we will certainly do our part come post-primary in the event that we're not the ones that are standing there at the end.
All right, David Garcia is running for the Democratic nomination for governor. David, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.